Degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville police just got new restrictions on drones. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
Council members finalized the new rules on how police can use unmanned aircraft in investigations. Only three members stood in opposition and one abstained. The new guidelines say that police can only use drones during certain circumstances, like if there's an active shooter or an emergency. The measure doesn't affect other metro departments. The move is a response after Metro Police started the drones as a first responder pilot program without council approval. Technology and surveillance have been the subject of debate between the police and the council. In a letter to its members, Chief John Drake said he had concerns with the changes. Police said Thursday they have nothing to add to their position. Emily West, WPLN News.
Tennessee cattlemen have some beef with President Donald Trump, or at least with a recent trade agreement he made. The president announced last month that he reached a deal with foreign producers to sell ground beef at 25% off in exchange for easing tariffs. Tennessee cattle farmers say that move artificially lowers the price of beef and impacts their bottom line. And the vice president of the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, Dale Parker, says it comes at a critical time. Farmers are entering the season when they decide how many calves they want to add to their herd. Parker says Trump's beef import deal, quote, risks weakening producer confidence at the very time we need cattlemen investing in herd expansion. Expansion is needed after drought and increased feed costs forced many ranchers to shrink their herds. That lower supply is part of why beef prices have soared. The Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation says cattle producers understand people wanting more affordable beef, but they say this short-term solution will only harm long-term efforts to rebuild America's cattle herd. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News, Nashville Public Radio.